28 UW students spent their spring break in Selma, Alabama, at the National Voting Rights Museum and Institute. They spent a week helping researchers there maintain the archives and exhibits that chronicle the battle for black voting rights in the South. Faculty Director Mary Lyon says students brought back with them a spirit of the museum's unique mission, preserving the history of the unsung heroes of the civil rights movement.
Efforts for social justice aren't made up just of great leaders, but of great foot soldiers, everyday people who dare to get involved and are committed to an ongoing effort to make the, in this instance, the United States a better place for everybody. That's an important piece of connecting with that museum in particular.
Lyon says the goal is to create a Madison-Selma Freedom Scholarship to send at least one student a year to work at the museum. Meanwhile, in Madison this week, students inspired by their study of racial violence in the 60s are responding to a racial incident that occurred this year in Madison. A Native American student from New Mexico dropped out and went home after racial epithets and a beer bottle were thrown at him on State Street. Lyon says students from her trip have begun an effort to prevent such incidents.
They kind of immediately sprung into action on learning about that incident, and every single one of them, majority student and students of color, recognized the threat of that kind of situation. So they called the student who'd left campus, got his permission that they work together around efforts on campus.
Students also plan to translate their knowledge of the history of voting rights into work on current voter registration efforts for the November election. They'll meet on Wednesday with members of the local Go Vote Coalition and the NAACP. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.